Welcome to the Saint Gang Podcast as we talk about Midwestern State basketball with John Trulli, who joins us now to talk about men's basketball after Midwestern State went on the road Tuesday night to play Lubbock Christian, but went on the road really shorthanded. So the first question I have is, how is the team feeling? Are a lot of those guys getting better now?
Yeah, a couple of them started to show their face yesterday and get some shots up, and so they were moving around, and it's good to see them feeling a little bit better.
I guess this probably happens almost every year, right? A bug goes through the team with basketball being in the wintertime like it is.
Yeah, and it's such a long season as well. Spans out over both semesters. And so I think it's just a matter of time. You know, everybody goes away for a little while, and then classes start back up here in mid-January. And so when everybody gets back together, it's kind of like the beginning of the year. When school gets back in session as well, everybody kind of gets sick right there. The start, I think it's just everybody coming back together and just passing all those germs that they got when they were home.
Right.
And so just one of those things, and you kind of just got to push through it and find a way. And, you know, I was really proud of those guys that stepped in that hadn't been playing extended minutes for a while, and they did the best as they could and competed and just kind of kept the game respectable when it could have got out of hand.
Yeah, I know you were, when we talked to the postgame show, you were really happy about the way the team played in the second half because, as you pointed out in the postgame show, it could have been a 50-point loss if the guys don't step up.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we got to the locker room and got some composure, and we did some things in the second half that we weren't doing in the first half. And so it just told me that they were still locked in and still fighting and battling. The fact that they were able to take those adjustments and those things that we talked about at halftime and were able to apply them there in the second half and just kind of keep the game, like I said, respectable there down the stretch.
Certainly what starts Saturday is kind of the stretch run for Midwestern State as you visit UT Dallas. You're still very much in the thick of this thing. It is a crowded pack in the Lone Star Conference, but you've got to start collecting wins and separating yourself.
Yeah, this is a big home stretch here for us coming down the pipe here these last 4 weeks of the conference. Really, really excited. I think we're playing really, really good basketball. We really have. Obviously, you know, it was a little bump.
You had won 3 out of 4 going into the Lubbock Christian game, and then you were really shorthanded against Lubbock Christian.
Yeah. And so I feel good. Terrence is starting to kind of find his stride again. You know, he was out there for a little while, and Orlando's been playing really, really well. Obviously, we had to set him down out in Lubbock, but he had a great week last week at Cameron and when we came back home for Oklahoma Christian. And so, you know, we have several guys that are playing well. We miss JJ, obviously, and just his experience and just that veteran, just the veteran piece that he provides to this team. And not having him at Lubbock Christian was a big blow, but I feel like he's feeling healthier, and so he should be good to go this weekend. And I just think this group is slowly coming together here at the right time, and so hopefully this next 2 week stretch here, we can kind of put all the pieces together and start and continue playing really good basketball.
Now, we did see Orlando was suited out for the game on Tuesday. Playing on Tuesdays got my whole week thrown off, by the way. but he wasn't able to play. Do you think he'll play against UT Dallas?
Yeah, I think so. He's, you know, he tried to give it a go, and he felt like he needed a couple more days here to be ready to go. And so we just kind of said, let's err on the side of caution and make sure he's good to go for this stretch run here in the upcoming weeks. And so I think he should be good to go. We'll see how he is today in practice, though.
What style of basketball should we expect to see from UT Dallas on Saturday?
They're competitive. They're staying in. They're fighting. They're still scrapping and clawing. You know, they've done a really good job. They got hot there in the middle of the month, and then just like everybody, you know, your schedule changes and you kind of hit those dog days. And you know, they played at St. Mary's really competitive last week. You know, I think it was an 8-point game going into the half, and then they made a run coming out of halftime, and so they're doing some good things. I think they have a lot of size. Their point guard 6'6", and they got two guys that are 6'9". So they have some length across the board. And so I think that could be a problem. And so, you know, for us controlling the pace and getting stops so we can get out and run and get some early offense and transition will be big, like it always is for us. So I just think it's kind of one of those things. And then they run some zone. So it was good that we got to see it against Oklahoma Christian. Got enough baskets there down the stretch to hold on. And, you know, it'll be good for us to put another week back-to-back attacking a zone. And so we can really lock in and just clean up some of those possessions there and just get more comfortable playing it. I don't think very many teams in the league run it. You know, Oklahoma Christian has done it twice. And then UT Dallas here, and we just haven't seen it much this year, and so that's always a little bit different. And so just having a couple of days to prepare for it will be good, because we only had one day against Oklahoma Christian, and I thought we did better than the first time we saw it. And so having two, three days here to lock in and really clean up that stuff, I think will be big for us.
You mentioned Midwestern State in transition, and you're among the best teams in the conference in transition. In fact, you're among the leaders in Division II in terms of points scored in transition. What's the key to that?
First and foremost is getting stops. You know, it's easier to run when you got stops and they can't set their defense up. So anytime we can get a stop, you know, that's really, really important for us. And then our forwards do a great job of getting rebounds or steals and loose balls and looking for those guards up ahead the floor. And those guards got to run. You know, there's been times where we've struggled this year because some of our wings – They don't continue to run the floor. And so when our guards get out and they run the floor and they know that they're going to get that ball, it just makes everything run so much easier and allows us to play in tempo. And even if we can't score in the transition, it lets our offense flow and allows us to get into it so much quicker. And so I just think across the board, when we can get early opportunities to get out and score and get the defense on their heels, it just helps your offense.
You talked about the zone defense that UT Dallas runs and their length. How do you counter that length?
I think you got to get stops and get out of transition. You know, it's just what we're talking about. You know, basketball is such a fluid game. And so it's not like you have the defense out there for four plays and then they get a stop and then you punt it and then it comes the other way like in football, right? And so you've got to be able to put both together. You know, there's a lot of synchrony. And so your defense can impact your offense. And vice versa. Your offense can make it really hard on your defense if you're not taking care of the basketball and you can't set your defense up. And so I just think it's one of those things where you've got to have both sides of the ball. Your plans have to flow together, and it just helps everything just come together in the end.
Do you think UT Dallas is a nice fit for the Lone Star Conference in terms of basketball specifically?
Yeah, I really do. You know, I mean, it's such a big sports market in Dallas, and so – obviously we have Dallas Baptist and UT Dallas. There's two schools right there, you know, in the Metroplex. And, you know, I think if you give them time, they've got a lot of stuff there that can make them successful. And obviously they have a great recruiting bed for basketball and, you know, it doesn't necessarily make our job easier up here in Wichita Falls. But I do think that they're a good fit and a good addition. And, you know, there's a lot of good things that they can do and they can sell with their university as well. And there's no reason why they can't be just as competitive as anybody else in the league.
Does it help you in terms of getting kids out of the Metroplex, knowing that they'll be able to go back home and play at least a couple of times?
I think yes and no. I think every single kid's a little bit different. You know, sometimes the kids want to get out of the Metroplex. Sometimes they want to come back home to the Metroplex. And so, you know, in recruiting, you just got to go find the right ones that fit you and fit your town and your university. And so, but obviously they do have a large number of kids right there in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that would love to be playing there. And, you know, for the kids that want to get away from inner city Dallas, it helps us having that market where they can get home and be seen. And it still feels like they're not at home,
right?
You know, necessarily. And so, you know, you just got to find the kids that fit what you want.
How tough do you think that transition is for UT Dallas going from D3 to Division II? Is that a big jump?
Yeah, absolutely. I just think it's understanding the rules and what you have at your access. You know, as far as scholarships and the financial commitment that the university has for their athletics program, and you know, do our alignments financially and resource wise, do they match the expectations that we have? You know, and I think that's just for any university. You know, you have to have those things have to line up, you know, to have success. And so, you know, we'll see for them what that looks like moving forward.
The third and final game of this road trip will be a Monday game against UT Tyler. That's the game that got postponed because of the bad weather we had a couple of weeks ago. what do you expect to see out of UT Tyler?
You know, they're like us. They're in that log jam, yep, trying to compete and make room and make up some ground so they can get in and have a say-so. And so, you know, I know they play I think they're off this Saturday, and they play on Thursday. So they do have a game on Thursday that's really big. And, shoot, all these games are big for all of us here down the stretch as we're jockeying for this position and seeding. And so I think they do a good job of mixing up what they do defensively. They'll give us a lot of different looks throughout the course of the 40-minute game, and they just try to find something that kind of works and sticks. And if they find something that sticks, they kind of stick to it. And so there'll be one that we may see 3, 4, 5 different looks defensively from them, and they're very similar in a lot of aspects to UT Dallas. In that, you know, they do have some good size and length, but they're also very physical. You know, I think they're one of the more physical teams in the Lone Star, which is something to be said.
That's saying a lot.
Yeah, it is. I think they do a great job of rebounding and just packing the paint and having a physical presence around the rim. And so, you know, that'll be a challenge for us. You know, we've got to match their physicality on the road. And so that'll be a tough challenge on Monday.
Do you like the physicality of your team?
I have at times. You know, with us, I think the biggest thing has been just finding the consistency all year. We've been searching for it. And, you know, I think around the basket, I really do like our physicality. But I think from our guard standpoint, I've been searching for more on the perimeter. And so some of that is, you know, we do have some guys that are a little smaller or a little bit lighter because they are athletes and they run. And you know, Davion's a little more slender side, and Orlando's a little bit lacking a little bit of height, but he doesn't lack it in heart.
No, that's
and
for sure.
So, you know, I think every single team's a little bit different, and those are the areas where I challenge those guys individually, you know, behind closed doors and in practice every single day is to step up to some of those challenges and their limitations. There's just certain things you have to do. You know, I don't think there's a perfect player out there, you know, at least not at this level. And so you have to figure out how to combat your deficiencies. And, you know, if you can turn some of those deficiencies into strengths throughout the course of your career, those are the guys that usually end up being really, really good players.
And well, it looks like Dre Cole's becoming a really good player for you as he continues to improve. And I thought his game against Lubbock, probably his best game.
Yeah, and you look at it, he's another guy that we talked about a lot early in the year. He was injured and he missed the preseason and getting him into shape. And so he played 24 minutes for us. I don't know if he's played more than that. I would imagine he hasn't played too much more than 24 minutes for us all year long. And his presence is known, you know. Not only did he play 24 minutes, he had 13 and 10. And in a 20-point loss, you look up and in his 24 minutes, we were only down one, you know. And so obviously that tells you how impactful he can be when he's out there. And so our challenge for him here is we got to get you to 25 to 30 here down the stretch these last 4 weeks of the season. And if we can do that, you know, maybe those teams don't make those runs, but it's because of his physicality and his presence around the rim every single night.
Well, you kind of anticipated my follow-up because I was going to ask you, do you think he can play more minutes down the stretch here?
He's going to have to, you know, and we have to figure out what that looks like. And, you know, maybe I have to be a little bit smarter with some timeouts, being strategic and using them throughout the course of the game. So maybe I can give guys a blow like him before he calls for a sub. And so those are things that we can do and we've got to be aware of and can't be afraid to do if we want to keep our best players on the floor. And he's definitely turned into one of those guys that we've built trust with, and it's because of the presence that he has around the rim every single game.
Coach John Trilli, always appreciate your time. Thanks for doing these podcasts, and we'll see you Saturday in Dallas.
All right, Pete, we'll see you.
That's John Trilli joining us to talk about Midwestern State basketball on the Stang Gang podcast. Midwestern State will be at UT Dallas on Saturday. That's a 3 o'clock game, then 7:30 Monday night at UT Tyler. We'll have audio broadcast to both of those games. There will also be Flow College broadcast. And then Midwestern State is home to play A&M International and Kingsville on February 12th and 14th. So make your plans to see the Mustangs. I'm Pete Stein. So long.